Welcome to the Between the Lines postgame report. Mike Wobshaw with voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. After a heartbreaker in the desert, the Vikings fall to the Arizona Cardinals 23-20 in what felt like, Paul, two things. A little bit of a coming of age for Teddy Bridgewater, playing very well in a big game. This felt like a playoff game.
Yeah, I think a lot of people learned a lesson that in the National Football League, life, whatever you want to look at, when you think somebody has no chance, you might want to second guess what you're thinking, because the Vikings, despite being injury ravaged this evening, got supreme performances from the likes of Danielle Hunter, college free agent Anthony Harris. Are you kidding me? From the practice squad, he debuts tonight in a nationally televised game. He played his butt off. So did a bunch of Vikings. They lose narrowly. And Teddy Bridgewater with the strip sack at the end of the game. Not much you can do there against the great Dwight Freeney. But Teddy played great tonight. Just what an awful, awful loss, but the team represented well.
Yeah, they did. This team showed a lot of character, a lot of fight, a lot of resiliency. Guys stepping up defensively, Danielle Hunter, Anthony Harris, some of the guys you said. But the offense also stepped up at a time when the defense was down starters.
Yeah.
This offense stepped up, and at one point very late in the game, before the Cardinals drove down to take a lead, Teddy had more passing yards than Carson Palmer in this game.
Yeah, I'll be the first to say that the Vikings' protection this year has not been great, and it's played into, at times, the impossible way to analyze Teddy Bridgewater. You know, on my show on KFAN or with Wobby's mailbag at Vikings.com, we get asked a lot of times, let's analyze Teddy through 25 starts. Well, the protection hasn't been good enough this year to really properly analyze what Bridgewater can do. That wasn't the case tonight. That offensive line played so well against a defense that is one of the stingiest, fastest, most aggressive in the National Football League. So props out to that offensive line. I can't remember in my 14 years of calling Vikings football when I was more proud of a team that did what it did tonight. On a short week, having to travel without three of your best players, Harrison Smith, Linval Joseph, and Anthony Barr not playing. Are you kidding me? What a great supreme effort by those guys. It's too bad the team didn't win, but man, they should be so proud of what they did tonight.
This is as good a team as you're going to find, not just in the NFC, but in the NFL. The Carolina Panthers are undefeated and very good. The Cincinnati Bengals, New England Patriots,
Denver
Broncos.
Boy, I'd like to play this team again with all our guys.
Those teams are all good.
I swear to God, I would.
But the Arizona Cardinals are as good as it's going to get in the NFL, and the Vikings, with a shorthanded defense, were very game tonight, played very impressively. Bravo to, we'll give credit to the players, but bravo to the coaching staff. The way they were organized, the way they got these guys ready to play on a night when no one gave them a chance, that bodes well for the Vikings' future. Up next, the Chicago Bears. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, the Vikings now get Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off. That was already planned by Zimmer into the week. They'll be back at practice Tuesday, get ready for home games against the Bears and the Giants, and go to Lambeau Field. I don't care if the Vikings haven't beaten the Green Bay Packers since 18-12, even though it's 2012. They can beat the Packers. They can beat anybody left on the schedule. This is a playoff team this year, and I really hope Harrison Smith, Anthony Barr, and Linval Joseph get healthy in a hurry, because this team's doing some really good things this year and was that close to being 9-4 and beating a team that had won six consecutive games.
Instead, it's 8-5. The Vikings still in very good position for the playoffs, and they play a division game next week against the Chicago Bears. Vikings fans, the bad news is your team lost tonight. The good news is they looked very good. They showed a lot of heart and character. That's the Between the Lines postgame report with Paul Allen. Yours truly, Mike Wobshaw. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more coverage of this game and tons of preview content with the big game coming up next week at home against the Bears.